And today we saw the largest award made in a single day from the $787 billion stimulus package, President Obama announcing $3.4 billion in grants to move the nation closer to having a smart electric grid. The White House says that award will also create tens of thousands of jobs, giving power companies and residents the ability to transfer power generated by wind and solar energy. And the Associated Press correspondent Joe Hebert covered the president's announcements today. He joins us live to talk about it. Joe, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me, Amy.
Now, the first thing that I heard about this when they were talking about the grant money that was being put forth for the smart grid, people all of a sudden started saying, oh my gosh, where are they going to get the money? Aren't we already spending so much money? But this was already baked into the stimulus package, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, the stimulus package, when it was announced some time ago earlier this year, it actually, they said it includes $4.5 billion for smart grid development. This is $3.4 billion, presumably some additional money for will come down the road or different awards. What's significant is today they said where that $3.4 billion is going. They selected 100 projects out of 400 that were where they got applications. And those 100 projects will get anywhere from $400,000, which is the lowest amount, to $200 million in grants to develop various facets of what they call the smart grid.
Now, let's make it clear for our listeners that the smart grid is more than just building and restringing power lines. This is a whole different way, like putting IT, a layer of IT, on top of our existing grid, right?
Well, it is, but I think it's also important to know it isn't not that it's more than building. It doesn't involve building new transmission lines at all. That isn't to say if new transmission lines get built that they aren't going to be built with a smart grid technology. But this money is going to fix up the grid that is out there right now.
And one of the things, we've actually done a series about the smart grid, sort of a look ahead as to what it will entail and what people can expect from it. And one of the more important things is about the use of renewable energy and how you'd be able to, of course, real-time buy and sell renewable energy, but using renewable energy, which is not something, you don't see a whole lot of people using solar power to light their homes, you know?
Well, what the Obama administration has been saying for a long time now is that if you're going to expand renewable energy, and here we're talking about electricity from solar cells or electricity from wind turbines, if you're going to leave it at kind of what the levels it is now, it's not that big of an issue. But if you're going to dramatically expand the availability of that kind of energy to produce electricity, you need a smart grid to be able to give utilities the flexibility to deal with it, and in fact to integrate the electricity from a windmill into the system, to better understand how much power you need at any specific time, to better understand that at one time you use power from a windmill, the next time you use it from your coal-burning power plant. To do all those kind of things, you need a little bit more sophisticated communications and technology. And what a smart grid really is it's a merging of the electricity transmission system with the internet, or with at least a modern digital communication system.
Now, did the president talk at all about the motivation behind this? I mean, we just now touched on the renewable energy, but did he talk at all about other reasons for the move?
Well, the other big thing is, of course, it's two things. One is he believes it's going to help people save energy, because part of this smart grid is, and a lot of the money being spent on this $3.4 billion, is to put smart meters into people's homes. In fact, the anticipation is that the funding on that in that area will produce somewhere around 18 million smart meters. These are meters that, along with other better thermostats, will allow people in their homes to have a better idea of how much electricity they're using. They can cut back, and so they know how much in real time, or at least that's the vision out there, that in real time they will be able to know how much electricity is costing. Today, of course, as you probably know, we don't know how much we spent on our electric bill until we get the bill a month later. This technology is designed to give an idea saying, well, you know, electricity right now at 2 o'clock is costing X amount. Maybe I should turn this off. Now, but the president's big selling point on all this is that this will help people save energy costs. also, of course, this coming at a time that he's pushing for a climate bill that most people agree will increase energy costs unless you have some better ways to for people to become more efficient.
I wonder if this were somehow tied to the climate bill, if not necessarily from the White House point of view, but from the opposition point of view. Is there any sort of opposition reaction to this?
Opposition to the smart grid,
yeah,
or just the funding? Well, you know, there are I know you all have delved into this, and I wrote about it some months ago. There are people that wonder whether or not the payback is going to be what the administration believes it's going to be, or what the proponents of this believe it's going to be. The state public utility commissions are very careful because they want to say, well, you want all this money it's going to cost, and we want to make sure there's the payback that you think it's going to be down the road. Sometimes some people say, well, how much intrusion does one want in their home? Do you want, you know, I said that you could have more information as to what you're spending for electricity, but the smart grid also gives the utilities a greater role in actually turning on or turning off the amount of power they give you. The people who envision this down the road see a system where a utility might reduce your electricity under some sort of prearranged agreement with homeowners because they need they're running, you know, because the demand is overtaking the supply.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up, because when we talked about the smart grid last month, one of the things that came up was that as a homeowner, as a utility customer, you could opt into a program where the utility can cut your power off. It can stop your refrigerator from running or keep you from using your dryer at a certain time, depending on what peak demand is. And that kind of freaked a few people out.
Yeah, I think there are some people who wonder about that. It's giving someone down the road a utility or quite a bit of, you know, when it gets to what a lot of people think a smart grid ought to be years down the road, it gives them a lot of capability to determine how much electricity they're sending your way at any particular time. Now, the industry and the supporters of it say, well, this is all going to be as part of, you know, agreements in advance. It isn't like we're going to do something you don't want us to do and that kind of stuff. But that has been a concern that's been raised.
How long will it take for the money to actually be injected into the economy and to get this up and running?
Are you talking about the $3.4 billion or the broader?
The $3.4 billion.
Well, White House officials told me that the money will be distributed over the next 2 months, the next 60 days. The projects that they're designed to fund are supposed to be projects lasting about anywhere from 1 year to 3 years. There are all kinds of. It is interesting. They have a very broad array of projects. I mean, they say they're going to. I'm just looking at little notes here. They say they're going to put 850 sensors into the grid, sophisticated sensors. They're going to put 200,000 smart transformers. These are all different projects doing different things. 700 automated substations, electric substations, 18 billion meters, smart meters. So there's all kinds of different things. Some of it is designed to simply help utilities get a much better and more flexible way to see what's happening on their grid. You know, right now, if you have a problem on the power grid, a utility may not know it until somebody says, hey, I'm not getting any power.
Exactly. And one thing that it may also do is make the meter reader obsolete. The guy who comes to your home and looks at your meter.
Well, that's true. Some of that is already going on and has been going on for some time. There are different levels of so-called smart meters. I mean, there are some that a person drives by and can read your electrical meter instead of going in the backyard, and you got a meter in the backyard and a big dog, and they don't want to go back there, and
right,
you don't get read. But they're talking about even more sophisticated smart meters, and that is that they can be two-way communications. That you as a homeowner can say, well, I don't want power today because it looks like it's awful expensive. In the same respect, they then would be able to say, well, we're running short. Maybe we can put this neighborhood into intermittent power for their air conditioner. They may not even know it, but the air conditioner sort of cuts out briefly and starts up again. So it's the kind of system that a smart grid that a lot of people kind of envision is probably still a number of years away, and the cost estimates for that kind of a total system like what they're envisioning could be as much as $75 billion, not $3.4 billion or $4.5 billion, $75 billion. And I've talked to people who see this being integrated not only with renewable energy, but integrated with hybrid cars and electric cars, where they envision at one point having the ability to control, for example, if I have an electric car and it's parked somewhere, and it's not needing the electricity, but it's a 100-degree day, you could actually siphon electricity out of that car into the grid. Not so it wouldn't run anymore, but some electricity off of it.
Right, and you could sell the electricity back to the company.
And you're selling it back to the company. Well, to do, or you could have a neighbor that's got a solar cell on his roof, and he may want to use that electricity to power your water heater.
Yeah, it's all very.
And to do that kind of stuff, you have to have an extremely sophisticated communication system and billing system, and it's been compared to sort of like the internet.
Right.
As sophisticated as we are in googling things and finding things out, but they would like to see the grid be just as sophisticated.